Mr. Chairman, I think, like others have said before me today in this session, I think we've hit the target which we had in organizing this first global AFU trade review. We registered a quite impressive and unprecedented level of involvement, of support, of goodwill. So that's a done thing, and I think a well done thing, and the challenge is now to build on this momentum so that we can show more results in the next steps. Not that we have not shown already some results, but we need to show more. And having listened to the debates during these 2 days, including, of course, the General Council debate, I see progress possible in two broad directions. And for the sake of saving times, I'll be giving this two directions in a very sketchy way. Number one, improve our analytical toolbox. Numbers, data, tables, performance indicators, results indicators. And do this not only with donors, but also with recipient countries. This fundamental principle of ownership, in my view, must be extended to the way we benchmark progress, so that accountability can work across the board. So that's the first direction. The second one, obviously having listened to all of you, is to increase country focus, region focus, and sector focus. And I think the format which we have inaugurated in 2007 with regional reviews is, in my view, worth replicating in 2008, because these regional events automatically help providing a better sense of focus on local realities. On top of these two directions, I also believe, and I get that from the workshops Monday and Tuesday, that we probably could benefit from more business involvement and more civil society input. And I think we also should reflect on that. Let me also say, on a more general note, that since we've been working on this issue, I've been impressed, and Valentin said it this morning, with the ambience of cooperation and the very low level of divergences which have been registered among actors. I think this is a great development. It's very important in terms of ambience. It has also become true on South-South Aid for Trade, which is, as we've heard today again, now underway, and which will add to this momentum. And we will have a good example of that tomorrow in the seminar on cotton development. All this confirms my initial view, not that my initial views are always confirmed, but this time I think they are, that aid for trade is about more than money. Of course it is about financial flows, and we will make sure that commitments are honored. But it is also, and maybe perhaps more importantly, about building connection, building trust among you and your constituencies, which after all takes us back to where our core business is in WTO, connections and trust building. So I think we've done good work together, more to come, but with the necessary energy for the next stage. And let me, Mr. Chairman, also conclude in thanking a lot the WTO Secretariat team, Valentin, Richard, John, Debbie, and others, who, as you know, have been working extremely hard with very limited resources and a lot of pressure, and you can rely on us to keep it going. Thank you.